It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You live in Los Angeles. You like it there. You're driving all the time in Los Angeles. And the price of gas now, that's just got to be making you crazy out there.
It's driving me nuts out there. I mean, gas is ridiculous all over the place. But in L.A., it's really bad. I mean, we don't even have car chases anymore. It's so bad. I mean, now, you know, the criminals, they see a cop behind them, they just pull over. They're like, but I can do 4 years. The hell, fill it up.
Are there people, you hear that everyone's driving like a small car out there now. Is that true, or are there people that are still sticking with the big cars?
You know what? There are people driving smaller cars, but, I mean, there's people out there who just don't get it. But we're just wasteful people. That's just, you know, NASCAR. Why? I mean, come on, really.
Yeah.
Really? Do we really need that? I'm going to watch you go fast and just burn up all the fuel. And, you know, and then also then people don't get it. I mean, like to me, if anybody drives a Hummer, you should be able to shoot at them. Take a shot. I mean, you want to play soldier? All right.
And now, live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Not to pick a nit.
No.
Right out of the shoot on the show. Didn't we play this already this week?
It's been our intro song.
All week?
Yeah, I like it.
Clearly.
You know, we could use a little variety. Just my thought there. I became aware now, I guess, today. I guess the last 2 days I wasn't aware of the fact that there was repetition here. But why do you like this song so much?
I don't know. I think...
What is the... You know, and let's see if we can analyze a little further here. Uh-huh. What is the title of the song?
Mercy.
Mercy, how would it relate to the show? See if it had a theme to it. See, like at the end of the show when I play In the Stone, it means that I'm very religious.
That's right.
Because that's about the Ten Commandments, you see.
I just like that it has some tempo. It's
so you haven't liked... When does Rob come back?
Tuesday.
On Tuesday? And then we'll like be able to get a little variety or something like that?
Yeah, you'll never
see, variety is the spice of life. But But you love this song.
Yeah, and I just think it's like the theme song for these 5 days.
Now, how does that mercy, like I should show mercy on you?
No, I just like the song, and I was a little in control.
But if you're going to be playing a song on a radio show and you're going to play it 4 days in a row.
5 days.
5 days in a row. Well, it's not, you're not going to play it Monday.
I was going to.
No, you're not now. So 4 days,
no!
4 days in a row. There's got to be some passion there. Is it just the sound of the song?
Yeah,
I know
like
we
it.
All get songs that we'll put on our iPod once in a while.
It.
And we'll enjoy it, and we'll play it over and over again. And but you're playing this one ad nauseum. That's one of my favorite words in the whole world. Or is it a word? Two words.
You use it ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum, I do.
You know, I
but you love this word, right?
Ad nauseum?
I mean, you love this song.
Yeah, I
the song.
Yeah. Well, it has another.
Why? I'm just asking for, all I'm asking, in your McBridian way, can you possibly just say, I'll tell you why.
I love
the lyric. I love the song. It's just not that compelling a
me.
Song.
It is, and it has a long.
Who's the theme? Artist?
It's Duffy.
Oh, Duffy. Oh, my God. Carla. Carla loves it, too.
No.
Yes.
Is this a plot?
Yes.
Sorry.
I swear to God, she's in love with this song. I bet a lot of women are. Let me enlighten you as to what our target demo is, though.
I think this is a type of song that guys would like as well.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. It is BYOB Friday. We're going to be bringing Timmy Obibene in here momentarily. Not too soon, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I can't get him in here soon enough.
Sooner the better.
Because as soon as he comes in here, means I'm going to crack open a Frosty. And I'm ready already.
Yeah.
Here is our phone number. Call it now to get on the air. 877-365-3636. Our AOL instant message is Mike O. WJFK, and we'll take your emails at O'Mara at WJFKFM.com. Sorry, just
that?
Have my Sprite Zero. I apologize.
Make room for the beer.
Excuse me. MikeO'MaraShow.com is on fire.
It sure is.
It is on fire. You are going there in the droves, and you still have an opportunity to qualify for $500 and a Nintendo Nintendo Wii game system. You can download our podcasts on that website, MichaelMaraShow.com. Also, give us instant feedback, and we've got the photos like Bo, the sales guy who put Preparation H all over his body, and the Daily Buzz is there also, where you can read it as well as listen to it. Right. Isn't that special?
Sure is.
And we'll be having lots of pictures up there in the near future. Like, well, we have the Hogfest pictures up there.
Yep.
Perhaps we'll have Beth Ann's Daily Rack. That should be, that's just something that popped into my brain.
The Daily Rack.
Well, here we are on the Mike O'Mara Show. To my right is Buzz Burbank.
Hello.
Right over there is Beth Ann McBride.
Howdy-do.
I just put that together. Now I realize that you and my girlfriend like the same kind of music.
What is it that
makes that song so compelling to you?
It's different from everything else.
Carla has said that it sounds a little Amy Winehouse-ish.
Yeah. It's cool.
And she likes Amy Winehouse.
Right.
That's one of the reasons she likes it. Any other particular reason?
I just think it sounds great on the radio and beautiful. I love it.
All right.
She likes the song.
Today on the show, Ice Road trucker Drew Sherwood.
Arr.
He's one of them guys who goes up to the Arctic Circle and drives across the lake with the ice and prays to God that it don't crack.
Nope.
Especially with global warming.
Send it out. Well, I'm going to ask him about
yeah.
that, and I'm going to see what he has to say about
sure.
that, because he's a NASCAR fan, and we'll see if that goes hand in hand
cool.
after what Wanda Sykes was saying.
Eat it, Applebee's. Yes, sirree. I don't understand NASCAR.
The female Chris Rock. That's what Wanda Sykes is.
She's great.
Funny.
Also, we will be talking, hopefully, to my trainer. Maybe.
Okay.
Pete.
He's a busy guy, isn't
he? Yeah, do you have his phone number? Let's call him right now.
Okay.
I want to get this out of the way. Because I want to talk to Pete about my protein drink.
You have questions? You have comments?
Yep. Yeah. Joe, he wants to talk to Pete.
Will Joe know what to do?
Well, he's
but
got
before we do that, we need to bring Katie in here.
Yes.
While we're getting Pete's number, let's get Katie in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to tell all of you about a phone call I had last night it's going to blow you away.
Oh, dear.
So please, Katie to the main studio. Hi, Katie. Can you find a microphone?
I can try.
All righty. Katie.
Hi.
Guess who I got a call from last night? Just pull the microphone down.
She's thinking.
Don't think. Just pull the microphone down.
Wow, this is up high.
Sometimes it works like who? You know, if you want to just say
who?
That.
Who?
The gentleman that was on the show yesterday, Mr. Tony Perkins. Guess where he called me from?
I have no idea.
The emergency room.
Oh, Christ. Are you serious?
Yeah.
A partial dislocation of his right shoulder.
Oh, man.
He was in there for 4 hours last night.
He was in the 4 hours?
He left here.
He needs his rest.
He left here. He said he had a great deal of difficulty. When he raised his hand to put it on the steering wheel, he said the pain, he got one of those sharp pains. I've had a dislocation before.
Oh, dear.
It's a partial dislocation. The doctor said it's nothing that they could do anything about, but it will heal with time. So I just thought
I'm the Incredible Hulk.
I just thought he wanted me to say hello to you.
Word to the wise to everyone.
Oh,
don't mess with Katie. She'll tear your arm off.
Oh my God, I feel horrible.
And you want to know the last thing he said to me before he got off the
line? No, I don't.
April Fools.
Oh,
I had to do that to you. I had to do that on Friday.
I had
a conversation. I talked to
her heart's yes. beating like a bunny.
Yes,
no
you know
idea.
Now that I'm a silly ass. I can't help myself, you see. Yes,
oh,
that was good.
Frightened a small person.
I enjoyed that. Did you enjoy that moment? That was kind of special.
Not yet.
I'm on the phone with Tony last night. I said, you know what I'm going to do to Katie tomorrow? I'm going to say you had a partial dislocation. You were in the ER. Tony's fine. He's a manly man.
And you can get me with that because I don't have a television.
Yes, Tony won't be on the air today. No, Tony had a great time being on the show yesterday.
Yeah, we loved having him.
You know, that's all. That's all I was wanting to tell you. That's all, Katie.
That's funny.
Appreciate it.
May we feel free to explore you a little more next week? We really are overdoing
so to
doing
speak.
That.
It's been a long time, but sure.
Yeah. Baby. All right. Just count on that. We're going to do that next week.
It's been a while since she's been explored.
Let's go to the phones at 877-365-3636. Let's talk to Paul, who is on the road. Paul, what can we do for you?
Paul.
Yeah, I just want to comment on that opening song. I really like it.
Oh, you're gay.
No, he's not.
You're gay, Paul. That's all I have to say to you. Yes, I'm hanging
I
up on you.
I smell sarcasm.
Ladies and gentlemen, now let's please welcome the man, the myth, the miracle worker, the man who has taken 1 pound off me in the last 2 weeks, and a gentleman who has worked me to the bone. His name is Pete Galelli. That's two L's. Four L's in the last name. Four L's. Hello, Pete.
Mike, how you doing?
Pete, I'm really glad that I've modified the show to fit your schedule, which you said, you know, you were going to be busy after 4, so I thought I'd hit you early on in the show.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, that 1 pound was a quality pound you took off, too. So,
it's a quality pound.
There's more to come.
But, Pete, I could sit here and talk to you all day long. I'm going to put my feet up. I'm going to relax. I'm going to just ease back in my easy chair, and I will let you entertain questions from my colleagues, Ms. McBride and Mr. Burbank, because, really, I think it would be disingenuous for me to pursue the Socratic method with you, Pete Galelli, when you're training me, because perhaps I won't be asking the right questions.
Pete, I understand you're optimistic about your case here.
I am. I have to say, and I told Mike this earlier today, you know, when I first started with Mike, I didn't really know, to be honest, what to expect. But for a guy that is, you know, had back surgery and is starting a little lower on the fitness ladder.
Yeah, a little lower,
he's
like right here.
Well, no, he did quite well, you know, and I think he has a good sense of how to move his body, his muscles, which is something that...
I'm actually able to make it up and down a flight of stairs.
Oh, he's got the moves, all right.
It's a lot of fun. I enjoy that.
Oh, he does. He did well, and, you know, I could see... Yeah, I can usually read this in people when you start training with them. Some people have a good connection to how their bodies work, how to engage certain muscles, how to do certain movements, and I came away saying, hey, you know, Pete, like if Mike puts in the time and energy, we're going to make some real headway.
Pete, would you be able to entertain calls from our listening audience about my fitness regimen?
Sure.
Okay. Very good.
I thought
get it out of their system
might
right
as well.
Away.
Have you gone through Mike's cabinets yet? His cabinets and his refrigerator.
Well, you know, I think we've been chipping away at the nutritional approach with Mike, and that is certainly easily 50 to 60% of the battle is winning the nutritional war, I call it. And you know, he's made some inroads. We looked at some protein drinks and some appropriate supplements to eat and bring on the show versus those yellow M&Ms and those other things I hear that are flying around. You know,
well, it's every day. And I was telling Pete that yesterday when the guys from Velocity 5 brought that wonderful food in that I looked at it. Turned around.
Yeah.
I watched Tony and Buzz just unhinge their jaws and eat it because they're both skinny guys and they don't have to worry about that. And I walked away. I didn't have any of it yesterday.
You wanted to ask him about those protein shakes, didn't you? Didn't you have a question about the... Because I thought you enjoyed them, but you had a question.
Oh,
right?
He came to the house and looked at them today.
Right, right.
Here's the problem. I was wondering why I was all jumpy. And incidentally, like right before the show, Beth Ann witnessed my crash, Pete, because it was right before I was going to eat my midday sandwich.
I saw a pinch of it myself.
And I swear to God, I turned into like a monster.
Like the Hulk.
I was really not a normal human being. I was all lightheaded, and I was like yelling at everybody and snapping at everybody. But the thing I drank yesterday... I thought it was just like a protein shake, but it really wasn't, was it, Pete? It had a few things in it, didn't it?
Yeah, it had a few chemicals. You know, taurine is a stimulant, very similar to caffeine, and that was one thing which kind of kept you up. But this kind of binge you had today, was that before or after, like, the sandwich?
The sandwich that I had, I took that little – here's what I had. I had that protein drink that you told me to drink right after the workout today.
Okay.
Then I had myself a little whole wheat – not whole wheat. I had a little oatmeal, whole grain. Oatmeal. That's all I ate. Then I waited until 2 o'clock. In fact, it was probably about 2:15, 2:20 before I ate my sandwich. And right before that, I was just feeling like I was a little bit out of it. I really felt like I kind of crashed. So I should probably move that up a little bit. You know.
Right. You know, a lot of times. Hunger is a very natural response to exercise.
Yes, it is.
We wanted to ask you about that. What do we do about that? I've noticed it, too, when I work out. Mike's noticed it. I'm sure other people have noticed it, too. How do you fight that crazy hunger you get when you start working out?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think that the key is that if you get hungry at a particular time, for a lot of people it's late in the afternoon, it's at 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock hour before dinner when you tend to binge, look at the 3 to 5 hours preceding the typical hunger time or your bad time. And what you need to do is basically bump up both the calories that you eat and the two prior meals, and particularly protein.
Too detailed. We're trying to entertain here, Pete. Yeah. Hold on.
Hey,
too detailed. Yes, here's Beth Ann McBride.
Hey, how you doing, Pete?
Good. How you doing, Beth Ann?
First of all, two questions.
Yes.
We want to know if Mike has stopped.
We want to know. What is that? Queen's third person? We want to know.
Joe, Joe and I want to know.
Oh, you and Joe want to know. Okay.
That we.
Has Mike stopped mainlining chocolate syrup?
That's all right. Not that's silly.
And
that's
please,
not a normal question.
And please to be explaining his outfit he wears when he works out.
Does okay,
he, does
that's
he have
valid.
A particular outfit?
That's valid. That's valid.
What's your uniform, Pete? Your working uniform.
No, not his, mine.
Oh, yours.
That's what I thought she went out. Were you asking about my outfit?
Yeah.
Oh,
both, I imagine please. In pink.
Yeah, Buzz was being very gay, wanted to know what Pete's was.
I know, I thought that's what Beth Ann
was. It's usually a dreamy navy blue number that Pete wears.
I think Mike is, Mike's a little sweet, too, to someone in control. I think he's doing good with that. And, you know, like any guy in the gym, you know, he's in his shorts and T-shirt, and, you know, that's what he needs to hit the gym. Mm-hmm. Once we trim him down a good bit, we'll switch over to the
spandex.
Trimmer tank top.
All right, what else did Joe want, Beth Ann? What else did he want?
Are you talking about the mankini?
I'm not wearing a mankini. Let's take
Please.
Some phone calls. Shocker. People want to know what's going on
sure.
here. Let's go to Eric. Eric, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. You got a question for Pete Galelli.
Yeah, hi, Pete. Can you tell us all, has Mike ever sharted in front of you? You know,
stop it. That is evil. That is evil. Peter, do not worry about
it. No, he's allowed a few curse words and grunts and groans, but he's been on very good behavior there.
Very good. You understand? Maybe he didn't understand.
That's all right. We'll just keep moving.
When does he start crying?
That's fine. Let's talk to Jay. Jay's got a relevant question from Bethesda. Jay, go ahead. You're on with Pete Galelli.
Hi there. I understand that you probably got him on a pretty good cardio regimen right now with either a treadmill, a bike, what have you. You lose a lot of water, a lot of electrolytes. What rehydrates better? Would that be a gin or a single malt scotch?
Good question. Good question.
Oh, wow. Totally appropriate, I hear, on Cocktail Fridays, I guess.
Yes, thank you for calling by its proper name. Now we've had to change it to BYOB Fridays, but that's okay. You
ever seen anybody on a treadmill that actually sits on a Rascal scooter in neutral?
Get out of here. Jay, you go away. I hate it when our listeners try to be funny. I really, really hate that. Let's go to Jim in Burlington, Vermont. Jim, you're on with my personal trainer, Pete Galelli. Joe, you're going out of your mind, aren't you? Joe's going out of his mind. Go ahead, Jim.
Mike, I just wanted to say kudos on the show, and I wanted to tell you about a bumper sticker on the car in front of me as I'm traveling here in Burlington, Vermont. It
okay.
says, eat right, exercise, die anyhow. So just keep that in mind.
I've seen that.
I, too, being in the Husky Club of 6'2", 265, and
there
I'm with
go.
You, and good luck, buddy.
Attaboy. I love to talk to guys that are smaller than I am, Pete. I really do. Yeah, we are going to have our BYOB Friday today, and you had said to me that I can't go the vodka route. I should go with the light beer if I'm going to have to do it, right?
Right, so what do you got there? You said Heineken Lights, or what's your drink today?
Did the interns get me the green bottles that I requested?
Actually, Bo went out.
Oh, dear. Well, it could go either way, Pete. I might be getting any number of microbrews from across the fruited plain.
All right, well, we're just going to have to monitor that and just add a few hundred extra sit-ups and push-ups to that maybe next week. So we'll play it by ear, Mike.
Delightful.
How many sit-ups can Mike do, Pete?
Well, sit-ups aren't indicated for a guy who's had back surgery similar to where Mike is at right now.
Okay.
But we definitely do work on a lot of muscles, particularly stomach and core. He'll attest to some things we did today, which was pretty tough.
Yeah.
But,
pelvic thrust, Beth Ann, pelvic thrust.
Yeah. Lots of them.
There you go. But I mean, sit-ups, to be honest, they're a little antiquated, and if you don't do those right, you end up hurting yourself. So we're looking at getting him more in gear with what I call combination training. He does some cardio on his own. And I'm telling you, in a couple of weeks, you guys are not going to be recognizing Mike. And at his big 50th, a year from now, that big party you're supposed to be organizing, Beth Ann, you'll see a brand-new Mike O'Mara.
I haven't pitched it to Pete yet, but that's when we pen the book. That's when we write the book.
The fitness book and the millions?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll work.
Because there are enough pictures of me as a lard ass that I think it's going to be wonderful taking a look at the
now
phases.
Now all we need are the after shots.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Pete,
this is going to be bigger than The Biggest Loser.
How does Mike avoid the pitfalls of the weekend that seems to gobble him up usually around Sunday? Or vice versa.
Or
he
Saturday.
Gobbles it up.
Mm-hmm.
How does he avoid falling into that trap like last week if he told you about his trip to Famous Dave's?
Iffy.
You know, that's I haven't really quite noodled that through yet, but I think what he needs to do is
if he's got a good influence with Carl around, and I know he gets up with his kids and has some family time, mm-hmm. you got to turn that into, you know, some downtime. But just, you know, what I say is rein it in. Try to win the battle during the week. Get a few pounds down, but let's, you know, you got to be realistic to kind of hold your own.
Yeah, he gave me the whole Patton thing where you know, you make progress when you're in Army, and then you want to hold the line and not slip back.
Yes,
right.
That's what I'm going to try to do. Yeah. Now I'm going to AC, and I'm going to avoid all the crappy stuff that you do in AC, and I'm going to go, you know, order regular meals and not go to, like, fattening buffets or anything, and I'm going to eat a lot of protein, a lot of vegetables. That's what I'm planning on doing.
Good
and
plan.
Yeah. You know, and then, you know, smoke and drink the rest of the weekend. Let's go to Paul in Sacramento. Paul, you got a question for Pete.
I do. Hey, Mike, congrats on the show. I love you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? Somebody stole my thunder a little bit earlier, and so I really got nothing, but great show.
Fair enough.
Thank you.
That's good. It's probably going to be very, very, yeah. Hey, way to go, Pete. All right. Let's go to Steve. Steve from Woodland. You're on with Pete Galelli, my
trainer.
Hey,
Pete Galelli and Mike. How's it going?
It's not Galelli. It's Galelli.
Galelli. I'm sorry.
Yes, Galelli. Two L's.
Hey, do you think Mike could pull off a pair of baseball pants as good as Lasorda or Coach Torrey?
I'm sorry, wear a pair of baseball pants?
Yeah, well, how's he going to look?
I can answer that, Pete. I would look like
ahead,
a schlub. I'd look like a fat schlub. I'd look like a weeble. But I could put them on because that's stretch fabric.
Yeah.
That's like coach's shorts, you know? That would work fine. I mean, it was years ago that I actually, you know, took batting practice with the Prince William, whatever they were at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And
looks good.
I put on base. Yes, thanks, Buzz. Yeah, looked really good. Looked absolutely
amazing. You go
amazing.
High socks or low pants?
I go with the high socks.
That a baby. Old
traditionalist,
school.
Absolutely. Right. Got to go old school. Thanks for the call, Steve. We appreciate it. Well, Pete, we are right at the beginning of this, and it's going to be an epic journey. I am aware of that fact, and I am telling you at this point that I'm almost convinced that I'm going to stay with it.
Well, I guess for the first 2 weeks, that's probably about as good as I can ask for you, Mike. And
right.
I think I want you to focus on your right long-term goal. But you stay focused, and we're going to chip through this, and we're going to get through it. But I think you're well on your way.
And, Pete, just to really, I think so, people get an idea of, you know, what you look like. Can we get your vital stats for Beth Ann and the women in the audience right now? Just your statistics as far as height, weight, percentage of body fat.
Okay. 6 foot, 175 to 180. Depending on how much I've kind of eaten that week.
Right.
Body fat 8 to 9%.
Wow.
Former basketball player, but now I'm mainly, you know, weight train. I did do a couple things, and recently did some dragon boating, which was a cool new sport I just got into at the DC Dragon Boat Festival.
Did you say
weekend.
Dragon boating?
Yes, dragon boating.
What is dragon boating?
Not supposed to drag them.
Dragon boating is pretty cool. You'll actually see it as an exhibition sport in the Beijing Olympics. Imagine a gigantic kayak with 20 people in it with old paddles all rowing like a Viking ship sort of down a river in unison.
Oh, how cool is that? I didn't know that's what it was. I'd like to watch that.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, you're just dreamy, Pete.
Beijing Olympics.
All right, one last question for Pete, and then we're going to let him go. Let's go to Steve in Aspern. Hello, Steve. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, good day, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What can we do for you?
That. Mike, kind of like you, Pete, what's better for you, the light beer or the white liquor?
Now that, you know, I asked that and I kind of answered that. He said, you said light beer better than the vodka, right, Pete?
Yeah. The hard liquor tends to be converted sometimes to sugar faster, and that goes usually right to a guy's gut. So I would definitely steer you in the light beer category versus the hard stuff. Yeah, pretty
That's
much
That's why
day.
Today on the show I will be concentrating on primarily drinking light beer.
Yes.
Primarily.
And Mike, did you...
Yes, I'm here, Pete, yes.
Did you bring that protein bar I brought today to the house? Did you bring it in for a snack later?
I am looking at it right now.
And
this
so
is
am I.
A pure, eat good, look great, pure protein, 32 grams of protein, high protein bar, chocolate
right.
deluxe, naturally flavored. There it is. It's right here. And guess
there
what else I did, Pete? You know what I did? I went by the gym and I bought those post-workout drinks I bought a case of them.
Beautiful.
I dropped 83 beans on that.
God.
I swear to God. And I love those things.
You like them.
Well, here's the deal. I went, after I drank that, I have never felt as good after a workout as I did.
Oh, wow.
I was running around. At one point, I'm in my kitchen, and I actually bounced up and down like a boxer. That's how good I felt.
Well, it stopped the burping, Pete.
But then I crashed. Yeah. I crashed, Pete. I really did. I crashed very much.
Well, no, seriously, that's good. Stick with that drink, but if you find yourself dipping again, you need to have more food. Just you need to eat a little more after the workout,
All
and
right.
keep the calories a little higher because
when you're crashing, that's a sign that you've your muscles are depleted and you need to kind of restoke the furnace with some more fuel.
Okay, very good.
Oh, wait, Mike, I got a message.
Yes, okay.
Colette says at the front desk, your cheesesteak is here.
Oh, that's not funny. Not funny. All right, Pete, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem. And Beth Ann, next time we're going to be evaluating you in a little more detail, too, next time I get in there, all right?
Okay.
And Beth Ann wants to know if you're married, Pete.
Yes, sir. Married, happily married with three
Thanks
kids.
Thanks for making me feel weird.
Three kids. You just gave me the the wedding ring signal.
I thought you would know.
I don't know. I don't talk about that. We're guys. We don't talk about that crap. It's like, here, take my fat ass and put me on the treadmill, you know, make me lift weights and all that stuff. Pete, you're a good man. Look forward, and I'll see you Tuesday.
Sounds good, Mike. Great talking to you.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
There he goes.
Pete.
He's pretty good on the radio.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Talk about a weekend show. That's a guy to give a CK, give that guy a weekend show.
That's a brilliant idea.
That's the guy that deserves a weekend show.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get to do any of these questions.
All right, what are the jokes? Well, are those the ones that Joe Ardinger was writing? Why do you have a writer? You don't need a writer. You're a funny young lady.
Like
that funny young lady? You notice the way I said that? Just trying to charm her. Are you going out this evening?
No, why?
You just seem to be a little more gussied up than you normally are.
I'm in jeans and a freaking shirt.
No, but you seem to just be a little more. Joe's bringing more. Well, okay, go ahead. Let Joe get it out of his system, and he'll do it through Beth Ann McBride.
Okay.
We have to break, though, if we're going to maintain our new rigid time schedule.
Does Mike's Nike shirt say, can't do it?
Okay. You know what? All right. I'm going to rate these. That one I give that.
That's okay.
No, this is my favorite one.
Okay.
Is Mike's medicine ball filled with helium?
Don't like that one. Joe liked it. You can hear Joe unhinging his jaw in the background.
Well, he's had the helium.
All right.
Does Mike's treadmill go downhill?
That's good.
That's not bad.
He liked it a lot. Joe's just having a blast with this. He really is. Okay.
Pete, does pumping aluminum best describe Mike's program?
It's not bad.
That's a 3-1. I like that a lot.
I already see a difference, Pete.
That's funny.
Four out of five. That's pretty strong.
All right. You know what? I give a little victory flourish for Joe.
You have to.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We'll come back for the first buzz. Uh-huh. Also, lots to talk about. I want to talk about journalism 101 and how the networks were chasing Barack and Hillary last night. You know, if we have a major problem in this country,
yes,
I worry about the mainstream media
and their ability to cover it.
And their ability to really figure out what's going on. We will talk about that. I watched this for 2 hours last night because I was so fascinated by it. We'll talk about
that.
Also, we will talk about Dan Snyder buying up all of the radio stations in Washington, D.C.
All of them.
And my London wallet lady. All that and the first buzz of the afternoon coming up right this after that.